But if you close your eyes.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to This Week Again. I'm your host, Suzanne Posel. We're going to start off this show with some of the funniest shit in the news. Move on to United Healthcare doubling down after their CEO was shot and killed, and follow all of that up with the lies Trump told to get reelected. Let's begin, shall we? I don't know about you, but it seems to me that the rich people in this country are really going through it right now. And I'm not talking about Kimberly Guilfoyle finding out from news reports that her fiancé, Cocaine Don Jr., has moved on with some socialite from Florida. So now, Kim's being shipped off to Greece to do some ambassador shit, because when your father's the next oaf in office, he does you a solid by sending your current fiancé halfway around the world so you and your next fiancé can be together in public without the threat of an awkward encounter with Kimmy, because...
cocaine's a hell of a drug.
And I'm also not referring to the fact that insider trading whiz Nancy Pelosi and 200-year-old Tortoise McConnell proved yet again that the retirement age for Congress should be 65 by falling and not getting up. Well, it was just Nancy who didn't get up and had to be rushed to a hospital in Luxembourg because the former House Speaker apparently cannot walk down a flight of stairs without breaking her hip. Meanwhile, Cooter McConnell forgot to retract his head when he fell at a Republican lunch and showed up in front of reporters 2 days later with a cartoonish bandage wrapped around his head at an awkward angle, with cuts and bruises all over his face, looking like he had spent the night before getting his ass kicked because he wouldn't tell Sophia Giunta where Oz is hiding. And then proceeded to freeze up in front of reporters, just like he did twice last year. So now he's working from home, according to his handlers.
Oh, that's terrible.
You seem kind of psyched.
No, I'm bummed.
Oh, and let's not forget about the Republicans literally grasping at drones spotted flying over states like New York, New Jersey, Minnesota, Washington State, Oregon, and California, holding congressional hearings and press conferences demanding to know whether or not these drones came from an Iranian mothership or if it's just the orange-tinted cut Secret Service protecting his golf course in Bedminster. But then again, what can you expect from the leaders of a voting base that actually thought reelecting Eric Staad to run America again was a good idea? Because he's made all kinds of promises that he's only now walking back because ballots are forever. For example, Crimes McClown did an interview with Meet the Press that didn't turn out to be the win he thought it would be. And that's because of responses like these to questions about his plans versus his promises.
How do you make sure that these companies don't, in fact, pass on the cost of tariffs to their consumers?
They cost Americans nothing.
Can you guarantee American families won't pay more?
I can't guarantee anything.
Trump lashed out at the January 6th committee, accusing it of unfairly targeting him.
For what they did,
yeah.
Honestly, they should go to jail.
Do you have an actual plan at this point for health care?
Yes, we have concepts of a plan.
Will you restrict the availability of abortion pills?
Probably. And the answer is no.
You commit to that.
Things do change. At Mar-a-Lago, I called the drug companies, the top drug companies, and I called RFK Jr. and Dr. Oz. And I said, let's all get together and let's figure out where we're going. And we talked about pricing and we talked about vaccines. We talked about pesticides.
Going back 25 years, studies show that there is no link between vaccines and autism. And yet it sounds like you are open to the possibility of him looking
I'm
at
open to
getting
anything.
Rid of them?
I think somebody has to find out. If you go back 25 years ago, you had very little autism. Now you have it. I mean,
well, they say because they're better at identifying it.
I don't know if it's vaccines. Maybe it's chlorine in the water, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, and don't forget about the fluoride in the water turning the frickin' frogs gay. Maybe we could use some sort of light treatment in the water to get rid of the algae and the slime and the bacteria. I'm sure that'll work, right? So here we have the tiny-handed grifter admitting that his tariffs are going to raise prices. And after 9 years, he still just has concepts of a healthcare plan.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Yeah, but don't worry about that. Because Dumpster Fire, the brainworm guy, and a snake oil salesman have all been scheming with the healthcare and pharmaceutical industries over important issues like, if we test for autism, we'll have more cases. So we should stop testing. Reminds me of Dunce Cap Don's initial reaction to COVID when he complained that the real problem is testing. He said, quote, testing creates more cases. Not that the virus is rapidly spreading or anything like that. So his solution back in 2020 was to stop testing for COVID. Because if you don't test, you don't find. And that's how you stop the number of COVID cases from rising. And if you thought that was dumb fucking shit and medically negligent, to say the least, you're going to love who Fat Nixon wants running Medicare and Medicaid.
Donald Trump adding another former television personality, it's a theme here, to his new administration, nominating Dr. Oz to serve as the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator.
Trump naming the TV doctor to oversee Medicare and Medicaid for more than 160 million Americans.
Columbia University cut ties, you may remember, with him several years after a group of colleagues accused him of manifesting, quote, an egregious lack of integrity by promoting quack treatments and cures in the interest of personal financial gain.
Trump says this about Dr. Oz, quote, there may be no physician more qualified and capable to make America healthy again. Dr. Oz, of course, has no experience in government.
In his statement, Donald Trump led by saying, Dr. Oz has won 9 daytime Emmys.
Yeah, so remember when I talked about a snake oil salesman earlier? That's the guy. And I would like to personally thank Oprah for giving this douchebag a platform in the first place. Not to mention, the college-educated physician turned paid by the company to promote whatever they're calling a cure kind of TV personality is now worth an estimated $319 million, which means he definitely gives a shit about your aging parents or grandparents and makes sure that they get the care that they actually need. Nah, I'm kidding. The fraud father and the grifter and power-taking Oz have other plans for your loved ones.
Nothing is sacrosanct. Nothing. They're going to put everything on the table.
That's what they told lawmakers. Everything is on the table, and that includes Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
We've got to right the ship, and it's going to mean cuts. It's going to mean cuts to the 24% of the discretionary spending that we have. And it's also going to mean looking long term at the front end of some programs like Social Security and Medicare. And on the front end on Social Security, I think there's a way when people are living longer, they're retiring later, that on the front end, we can move that retirement age back a little bit.
I'm sorry, douchebag says what? Did I hear this man correctly? They actually want Nana and Papa to spend a couple more of their golden years greeting Walmart customers while sitting on their rocker just so they can spend less on Social Security over the course of whatever time the elderly have left. Because when you pay into a government program that is self-sustaining and does not affect our national debt, Republicans rebrand your financial investment as an entitlement, which is apparently code for we're taking your fucking money. And that is what is commonly referred to as the find out phase, thanks to 77.2 million Trumplicans who voted for Hair Farce 1 because he promised while he was running for president to stay out of prison.
I will not cut one penny from Social Security or Medicare, and I will not raise the retirement age by one day, not by one day. I will not cut one penny from Social Security or Medicare, and I will not raise the retirement age One day, I won't even raise it by one day. I will not cut one penny from Social Security or Medicare, and I will not raise the retirement age by one day.
I will not talk about one day or one year shorter, and I will not raise the retirement age of Social Security by one day, not by one year. We're not going to raise it at all. You can bank on it. You can bank on it.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm old enough to know that you should not take financial advice from a lying sack of moldy oranges who bankrupted six of his own companies, especially when the Tangerine Penguins Department of Government Efficiency, which isn't really a department because Congress creates governmental departments, not Donnie Two Scoops, plans to do all the things the lying orange promised he wouldn't when he was trying to get elected. Things like take money from government retirement and healthcare programs Americans have paid into all their working lives while making them wait a few more years before the old and tired can call it a day, because that means even less the government has to pay out in the end. And speaking of denying a payout, the incoming asshole and his merry band of McScrooge-alikes really need to read the room, like right now. Because CEOs are battling for their very lives. Like the CEO of Enron getting pied in the face by an elderly woman who probably remembered when Bill Gates got pied in the face 26 years ago and thought now would be a perfect time to reboot the trend. And rightfully so, Grandma. Meanwhile, police in Altoona, Pennsylvania have in their grubby little hands the guy the NYPD says murked the United Healthcare's former CEO, Brian Thompson.
Police officially charging 26-year-old Luigi Mangione.
According to court records, the suspected killer had 3D printed ghost gun on him, several fake IDs, $8,000 in cash, and a 3-page handwritten manifesto.
Mangione comes from a prominent Maryland family, which owns multiple country clubs in the state.
He was valedictorian at his graduation from a $40,000 a year private school.
He spent time in Hawaii at a co-living space during 2022 and 2023. And two people who knew Mangione during that time say that he was dealing with frequent back pain due to an injury. One added that Mangione started a book club, but several members left due to discomfort over what he chose to read. An online book review from January of this year, apparently written by Mangione, praises some of the writings of the Unabomber Ted Kaczynski.
Mangione was in regular contact with friends and family until about 6 months ago when he suddenly and inexplicably stopped communicating with them.
And well, we all know how that turned out. So for exposition purposes, here's Luigi at a McDonald's in buttfuck Pennsylvania munching down on an overpriced hash brown when, according to some bald dude the media keeps interviewing, the adjuster was spotted and reported to a McDonald's employee by the name of Nancy Parker. Now, Nancy decided to call 911 and spent 4 hours, or half of her McShift, on the phone with the police dispatch in what was widely described as the fuck around phase. The find out came when Nancy was fired from McDonald's for spending too much company time on the phone, then found out she would not be receiving any of that sweet reward money, which was the incentive to call in the first place, because she had called 911 instead of 1-800-SNITCHES.
On a scale from 1 to 10, my friend, you're fucked. In lack of other words, I'd say you're fucked.
And while Nancy and the bald guy we keep seeing on the news for some fucking reason processes their respective losses, the news media, cops, and CEOs are all gobsmacked at the public's refusal to feel bad for an insider trading millionaire with two large homes who made his company six figures more profitable by instituting AI to deny up to 33% of their customers' claims. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars that should have been spent on their customers, who already paid ludicrous amounts of money every single month, as well as the mob tactic known as a deductible, which is just a fee you're charged to access the money you've already paid on for your policy. Money health insurers stereotypically deny paying out on an actual what the fuck to begin with, but ends up with the patient either getting used to chronic pain or opioiding it away or dying.
From now on, we're doing this our way. Fair is fair. We didn't start this. We didn't mean it to happen, but we're not giving up till you pay. Fair is fair.
Gotta say, Billy's got a point there. But unfortunately, we live in an alternate timeline where United Healthcare Group, the company that owns United Healthcare, has not only refused to read the room, but also any of the comment sections of articles about their former CEO and Luigi. Because that would involve acceptance of their part in all of this, not to mention some sort of recumbence that would probably come out of their future earnings, and apparently that's not an option. Hence why leaked audio from a disturbing corporate call between United Healthcare Group executives and their grumpy old monopoly man in charge, Mr. Andrew Witty, after Brian's John Wick-style end made its way to the internet. Roll tape.
You've all read the news reports, and I know you will have seen the various updates from across the organization. You've seen a lot of media interest in this situation, with a huge amount of misinformation and, frankly, offensive communication. My strong advice and request to everybody is just don't engage. And we guard against the pressures that exist for unsafe care or for unnecessary care to be delivered in a way which makes the whole system too complex and ultimately unsustainable.
And what did Andrew Not-So-Witty learn from Brian's last moments in front of a Hilton hotel? Well, Andy has come to the rich person's conclusion that his company is going to continue to kill its customers, all in the name of record profits, because that's what Brian would have wanted them to do. And everyone should just be outraged at the killing of a CEO, not thousands of people who died because the CEO's company used the intelligence of a computer to get out of paying for medically necessary and, in most cases, life-saving care that was already paid for, by the way. See, for them, violence isn't the answer if the violence is directed toward them. But if it's directed towards someone else, like their customers, then is it really violence? And that is the distinction United Healthcare Group would like all of us to make. That the violence his company is inflicting and continues to inflict on its customers who pay for this, under the former CEO's direction, is not the same as what happened to Brian. It's the shooting that is violent. Customers of healthcare insurers dying because of being denied claims, well, that's just part of doing business.
Put me away!
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system! Shut up! Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system!
And that right there is the sentiment that's got everyone feeling some type of way. And also why the news media and politicians cannot control this narrative, no matter how many pundits blame the other side of the aisle, because who you voted for is not a factor in whether or not your insurance company pays for your procedure or your medication. They are ruining the lives of maggots and liberals alike because it's their net worth, stupid. And just when you thought perhaps you could stave off a life-threatening disease by, I don't know, eating healthier? Think again.
You are now proposing tariffs against the United States' three biggest trading partners. Economists of all stripes say that ultimately consumers pay the price of tariffs.
I don't believe
it. Can you guarantee American families won't pay more?
I can't guarantee anything. I can't guarantee tomorrow.
Time magazine interview with Trump. The president-elect is moving the goalposts on some of his pledges, like lowering the price of groceries. It's hard to bring things down once they're up, Trump says. You know, it's very hard.
And somewhere out there, those maggots who said it was the price of eggs are collectively crying.
Oh, no. No, no.
All because they didn't want everyone to know that they don't even know how to spell the word tariff, let alone use a search engine to find out what the fuck that word means. And believed, with all their poorly educated might, that somehow Pumpkin Spice Palpatine was gonna be able to do it. You know, lower prices. And don't think for a second that orange-tinted cunt didn't know it.
I went on groceries. It's a very simple word, groceries. Like almost, you know, who uses the word? I started using the word.
We will rapidly defeat inflation and I will make America affordable again. We're going to make it affordable. We got to bring those costs down. They call it groceries. Bacon, lettuce, tomato, all the everything is so much higher than it ever was.
And I won an election based on that.
Yeah, you did. And I would like to take this moment to remind every single one of the 7.2 million MAGA morons who voted for Cheeto Benito based on the price of eggs or anything that you find at the grocery store. Thank you. Because now we're all definitely not going to be able to afford the things we can't fucking afford right now. And to add insult to financial injury, you impose this on all of us. So let's be clear about why, besides publicly admitting corporate greed, which the companies did to Congress, why are the price of eggs so fucking much? And don't say Biden.
Egg prices are and have been on the rise mostly because of ongoing bird flu outbreaks since 2022, which has led to the killing of 111 million birds since early 2023, many of which were egg-laying. As of September 2024, egg prices rose by 28.1% compared to the year before due to the bird flu outbreak.
Bird flu. Say it with me. It's the bird flu. Another thing 7.2 million troglodytes couldn't have looked up before the election, you know, to find out why the eggs cost so fucking much. How could they have gone from moderately cheap to, oh, fuck no, I'm not paying that. But apparently anything vaguely resembling effort is a bridge too far for the working stupid who tried hard to hide behind rising prices as an excuse for allowing Von Shits and Pants to rule over a timeline where our government is run by the douchiest group of millionaires and billionaires who only have one thing to say to them.
It is no concern of mine whether your family has... What was it again?
Food.
Ha! You really should have thought of that before you became peasants.
And that's all I have to say about that. New episodes of This Week Again air every Sunday. And you can follow me, Suzanne Posel, or the show This Week Again on social media platforms like Blue Sky, Threads, Insta, and Facebook. We are always available for your listening pleasure on places like Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audible, Amazon, RSS, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Ta-da for now.